Mountain of Rock, and here we are, a Thursday morning, and I have a special guest. I'm joined by new Zizzer Boys High School basketball coach, Seth Huddleston. But now Seth is no stranger, of course, to the R7 school district. Seth, thanks for swinging by, man.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
And, you know, and this is not your first time, you know, coaching high school boys, neither. That's some of the, it's like, well, you know, has he ever, yeah, you've coached. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've, right. This is not new.
Right. Right.
So, how'd this all come about?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, honestly. You know, we got involved back in basketball a couple years ago with our middle school program and, you know, had a lot of really good kids and, you know, good support, good families and those sorts of things. And, you know, making the move to high school, I've always said that I just want to help kids. You know, whatever that means. Sometimes it means basketball. Sometimes it means life. Sometimes it means other things. And, you know, when the position opened up, you know, to me it was, yeah, this is a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. I only want the greatest things for the program. And if that would have been somebody else, fantastic. Because my son's going to be in the program. Mm-hmm. I have a son that's going to be a freshman. I've got a daughter in high school. We're tied to the school. I love the school. The school system's been great for me and to me. And so when the opportunity presented itself, in my heart, it was the right thing to do. But like I said, if we could have found somebody with, you know, that was going to be great for the program and those sorts of things, I would have been all for it. And I had a couple people in mind, but, you know, they have so many responsibilities outside of their jobs and those sorts of things. So when it came time to make the decision, I was all for it.
Yeah, I mean it's a unique West Plains R7 is just kind of in a unique spot. You know, being a larger school compared to what's around.
Sure.
The travel, you know, that's something that will be an adjustment,
right?
You know, to anyone that's going to take on the job. I don't think it's something you can really prepare for until you've just done it.
Absolutely.
You know,
I will say 2 years ago when we were just started back in the middle school, we hadn't been in the OMC conference yet. And so we moved, you know, obviously with our middle school, we moved with our high school. That was one of the conversations I had with, you know, our AD and our superintendent. And, you know, if we're going to be in the OMC, we need to be engaged at every level.
Yeah.
And so we moved, you know, our middle school. And so we played a lot of games this past season on the road, which was, you know, fine. Travel wasn't quite as extensive as it will be for high school. Mm-hmm. You know, but since West Plains has been, you know, in a different conference for probably 20 years now, it's just going to require a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to require a lot of travel. One of the things that I like to say, though, is years ago, when you went to Springfield, it was like an all-day thing. Now it's a 90-minute trip, you know.
Yeah.
And so it is. It's a lot, you know. But I'm excited about the new conference. There's great players in the conference, great coaches in the conference. There's great teams in the conference. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely have our hands full. But, yeah, the time element is a big part of it. But for me personally, you know, we feel like that whatever we can do to support the school system and be a part of it, we want to try to do.
And, you know, the out-of-conference, too, is something that is kind of cool because a little more freedom.
Sure.
And, you know, this last year, the Zizzers were in the Mountain Grove tournament, which mm-hmm. was really cool, kind mm-hmm. of a break.
Sure.
You know, easier to get to. And it's always cool to kind of rekindle some of those old, you know, SCA rivalries. As far as, you know, football, I kind of get a little bit, you know, the number game is a little more, I guess, beneficial. Basketball, you know, from 6A down to 1A, if you've got seven basketball players, well, you're probably going to be pretty doggone good.
Right.
And that's what's fun to where, mm-hmm. you know, being able to maybe rekindle some of these closer trips.
Right. right. You know, when I was coming up, when I was a young kid, Hartville was really good.
And still are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I was going. When my brother was in high school, they were really good. When I was in high school, they were really good. And they've been good, you know, and it was just a few years ago, they beat everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're class two, class three. I think they were class two at the time. They beat everybody. State champions, all that sort of stuff. So I kind of have that same mindset a little bit. I would love it, you know, to play whoever. That's kind of how we are. You know, we just play whoever we can. And, you know, being a class five school, there is an expectation, obviously, and I understand it. You know, I understand playing big schools. But, I, you know, the Mountain Grove tournament, I didn't, like I said, didn't get to go see it. But having not to travel, you know, two and a half hours one way is good. But then, there's going to be good teams. There's going to be great teams locally. And Dr. Cooley, our AD, you know, I know that she's been building the schedule. Mm-hmm. We'll take a look at it and see where we can go.
It's kind of already set, though, for the most part.
Most of it is. But, you know, moving forward, you never know. That's kind of how I look at it. I mean, we could talk about basketball for hours, I guess. But, you know, years ago, there were rivalries close, and mm-hmm. you just played, and, you know, the SCA and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the SCA's got great schools in it, and they've got great players and great teams. And, you know, if we can down the road, if that's something that we want to, you know, cross that bridge, fantastic. But I'm excited about the OMC, you know.
Yeah.
Bolivar was really good last year. I got to watch them play. And Branson, you know, Coach McBride, great coach, had lots of success.
Old Petey.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got, you know, tons of pedigree and been a champion everywhere he's gone. Fully expecting to continue to do that at Branson as well. So playing those guys it's really great for your kids to have those great competitions throughout the year, trying to get ready for postseason. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff around.
Well, and you know, you got to meet yesterday, a little meet and greet, and the faculty, the students, that, you know, some maybe on the fence, and you know, I'm a big believer in, you need your athletes. You need to play every sport.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 4 years of it, then it's gone. And then I should have played.
Right, right.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yep.
I mean, because it is gone in a flash. And, you know, it's I always used it to bargain, you know, I'll play if you'll play baseball. You
right, know? Sure.
I mean, getting all your athletes to mm-hmm. partake mm-hmm. is going to be huge.
It will be a gigantic piece of this puzzle. And I met for the first time some of the young men on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I talked to them about was, I want to support what you're doing. So if you're a footballer, I want to support that. If you're a golfer, I want to support that. If you're a baseballer, track, whatever that sport is. So what we have to do as a coaching staff is, we have to make sure that we're allowing our kids to be able to be a part of that program when it's time, you know. And so the summer's a big one. Everybody's vying for
all going on.
You know,
yeah.
So what, you know, we sat down, you know, a week ago, and we're trying to develop our summer calendar to where it won't interfere with football. So we'll still be able to have our summer calendar. And so football can have their summer calendar. And I think football's going to do the same thing. But playing every sport if you can, you know, is a super important. I think it's important to do that as well. I grew up in a really small town, and whatever the season was, that's what you played.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, I grew up in a basketball community, basketball town.
But everything, you had to run cross country. If you were going to play for that, who's your coach?
I played for two coaches. One was Doyle Pitts, who passed away. And then I played for Norman Hollis, who's he's the best coach I've ever seen.
Storm and Norman.
Yep. Best coach I've ever seen. And that was part of it. That's part of the gig. You know, we're a small school. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, but it was a great mental and physical preparation for the ball season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, and it's going to be here before you know it.
Oh my, yes.
It's just, it's like a tidal wave.
Absolutely.
A tsunami. But it's cool that, you know, you're able to stop by every Friday mornings when basketball season. Of course, we have the little coaches show here, West Plains. Of course, you guys kick it off each and every year. But the preparation is now, and I'm more talking to the young men and women out there that's going to be playing basketball. This is when you need to really – this is where the wins come from, mm-hmm. is this time of year, you mm-hmm. know, lifting those weights, conditioning yourself. And, you know, I had an article the other day, and, you know, it made so much sense to me because I see so many kids that they can't jump, like, you know, bicycle, ride a bike, get a bike, mm-hmm. enjoy riding a bike. I mean, you know, when mm-hmm. I'm 60,
right.
if I wanted to
right.
get anywhere, you rode a bike,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's the benefits of just, you know, it's a great workout and you don't even realize you're doing it, you know, but this is the time of year when you need to kind of prepare. If you need to shed a few pounds or maybe put a few pounds on, get with your coaches, you know, what's going to be the best way for me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, coach, man, I want to touch the rim, you know,
right.
What do I need to do to
sure.
do that? I mean, cause this, and then when the season starts and the camp starts, the fine tuning begins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we do. We have, you know, the rules with Missouri State High School Activities Association, they allow you so many days in the summer.
Yeah.
They allow you, you know, facility time in the conditioning time in the spring and in the fall. And so the big thing for us is when we can be together as a group
mm-hmm.
with coaches involved and engaged, let's do that. When we can't be together,
it's
we have
you.
To have some personal accountability.
Yeah.
And that's something we talk about. And what one of the things that I've always stressed is the basketball has to feel like it belongs in your hands, and that can't be something that I teach you. That has to be something you learn,
mm-hmm.
and that's by having the basketball in your hands all the time. The other thing is you have to get your body ready for the physical grind that comes with a basketball season,
mm-hmm.
and that can't happen in November. That has to happen April, May, June, July,
yep.
getting ready for that grind because it's a long season. It's a hard season. And, yeah, man, you know, I love listening to Kelvin Sampson down at Houston. And he was talking about in one of his interviews how the conditioning in June and July set them up for this long season that they just endured and how they play and how
yeah.
they guard and defend and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, it's a mindset for us. You know, I want kids to understand, and this they have to take accountability, but greatness is really hard. If
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to be great, it's really hard. And what I say this at school, I say this, you know, at church, at home, embrace the hard. When you get that in your mind, that you're going to embrace how hard it is and you're going to do it anyway, you got a chance to do something really neat.
Oh, yeah. If you talk to kids from Hartville, Thayer, you know, they have a mindset they're going to outwork you now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're going mm-hmm. to – they're going to work harder than you are. They're going to lift, you know, more weights than you are. They're going to run,
mm-hmm.
and when you don't want to,
right.
you know, they're going to maintain a schedule. You know, I'm a big Tom Izzo fan.
Mm-hmm.
Huge Tom Izzo.
Hard not to like that guy.
You know, and Tom, he always, I got to hear him speak at a seminar, and he said one of his big things is. He wants all his players to wake up at the same time, and he wants them to go to bed at the same time. And I just kind of thought that was weird. And for him, as he went on to explain, he said, look, if I can get kids to go to bed at a certain time on their own
mm-hmm.
and wake up
mm-hmm.
at a certain time on their own, there's so much more I can teach them. Because
right.
I've always got that to fall back. You know, man, look, you're going, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of, it sounds kind of silly, kind of crazy, but, you know, if you really dive into it, there's a lot of depth to that. Because
there is.
Being able to, you know, that accountability, because that's where it's at. You know, a lot of kids will look around at these other players and go, wow, he's so good. Well, he works his butt off.
Telling you.
She works his, you know, her butt off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they have to want to do it. That's the big thing. It can't feel like, and this is kind of the mental side of it that we'll try to coach the best that we can, you know, this summer and coming up. It can't feel like you have to do it. It has to feel like we get to do this. We get to train. We get to get ready for the season. We get to practice. We get to play. We get, you know, and it's not a I have to go to practice. I have to go lift weights. It is I have an opportunity to do that. And for me, it's a gigantic mindset. And when they can shift it to feeling like they're carrying around this burden or this, you know, this load of responsibility, that's not the right mindset. It's opportunity. Mm-hmm. And when you have the opportunity, take advantage of the opportunity and make the most of that opportunity, I think that prepares you for what's next in your life.
Yeah. Well, and kids are different. Sure. They're a lot different. You know, I mean, how Doyle coached you, mm-hmm. how Norm coached you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just different. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, Coach Cookson would always, you know, Scott County Central mm-hmm. was, I didn't care, you know, if you were class 5, 6, 7, right. whatever, one. There were years when they were the best.
No question.
I mean, yeah.
No question.
I mean, they were just, they were the best. And,
yep.
And I remember one day I got an assignment to go interview him. He was practicing the Mountain View Elementary. And, you know, I mean, Ronnie was different. Mm-hmm. How he coached, mm-hmm. but the results and the kinship that he created with those players, I mean, they loved him.
Yeah.
He was hard on them.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hard. And kids, you know, as a parent, mm-hmm. you know, you love your kids and, you know, you want the best for them, but yet life isn't fair. Life is not easy. Life is hard. Coaching, it is. To get coached right, you got to be coached hard,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some kids struggle with that. And it's like, just, yeah, I got my butt chewed. Tomorrow may be high fives.
Absolutely.
And it's
no question
a lot of kids struggle with that,
yeah.
you know.
Absolutely.
So
if you listened, you know, if anybody was watching the press conference post game of the national championship and you listened to Juwan Roberts.
Yeah.
He longed for someone to coach him hard.
Yeah.
He knew he needed that. And for kids, sometimes that's hard for them to come to the realization. You know, every kid needs to be told the truth.
Yep.
Sometimes that is a little harder for kids to understand than others. And, you know,
sometimes it's even harder for parents.
Right.
To accept.
Right. Right. Yeah. It is hard. And, you know, being a parent myself, one of the things that I've told our, you know, groups in the last few years is, I'm loud. I'm hard on kids. I love them. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love kids. I've been in, you know, this is my 23rd year working in public schools, 17th as a school principal. And I love kids. I want the best for kids. And I realize, you know, being loud with every kid doesn't resonate.
Right.
But being honest with every kid does.
Yeah.
And that to me is what actually matters. Now, I'm going to be loud with kids, you know. You know,
so you got the Norm stomp,
right? I have a funny story about that. I'll have to share that with you sometime. But yeah, you know, I love the game of basketball, but I love kids way more. And I just believe with all my heart, extracurricular activities prepare kids for the next phase of life. You know, not quitting, working hard, being willing to do it when it's hard. You know, all those. You know, I think it was Izzo that actually said all the coach speak, if you watch one of his interviews just a week ago. But in truth, it's really about, this is honest. This is how life is. Like you just said, life's hard. Life's not fair.
You
got to get up off the floor and get after it. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, all the luck to you. And again,
appreciate it.
When Coach's show starts, we'll be hearing from Coach Huddleston every Friday morning about 7 a.m. You able to make that?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love to get up early.
Yeah, we'll be talking more basketball. And, you know, if anyone out there has any questions about Zizzer basketball, maybe you're, you know, young person out there and you're considering, you're mm-hmm. thinking about it, you know, open door policy, I'm sure.
Just, absolutely.
I mean, that's some of the greatest things that ever happened started with just a simple conversation. Nobody is asking anyone to just jump and leap. A simple conversation can go a long ways and make a difference that will change your life.
So, absolutely.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, we got more right.